Never fear, the news is here. this is so silly.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, oh boy. Hello, hello. Hi, Northern Lights. Hey, X1. Welcome, welcome. One and all, DJ Zeptar. Doing a kick butt show yesterday. Stug, hello. Hey, Raleigh. Speaking of nuclear subs, oh man, got something for you. Anyway, hello, hello. Let's go ahead. I'm late because I had done lots of silly stuff with Pulse Audio to be able to broadcast on OBS to a non-radio and through Butt at the same time. But here's the kicker. If you run just the commands manually, like PACMD and then load module, blah, 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 that only sticks around while you're logged in. And I applied some updates last night and then rebooted and then come to try and use it today. And it was like, hey, where'd all my audio settings go? So coming to you from Old Reliable, the MIXXX Mix Audio Interface, whatever it's called. But you know what? Hey, at least I'm here.
You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. So anyway, let's go ahead and get it together because we got lots of news. And of course, if you're in the United States, remember,
resistance is futile.
First, this story has been, I heard it on the radio driving on an errand this morning, and I was like, holy cow, I was going to talk about that on the show. So this is maybe news you already heard. It's probably the biggest news out there. The US, the UK, and Australia have announced a security pact in the Asia Pacific. It's going to let Australia build nuclear-powered submarines for the first time using technology provided by the United States. So it's pretty interesting. Meanwhile, Biden was also quoted as saying, what did he say? Biden said that fella down under, or something like that, is how he referred to the prime minister. The pact is spelled Alpha Uniform Kilo Uniform Sierra. It's AUKUS. The AUKUS pact is how I'm going to say it. And it'll also cover AI and other technologies and is one of the country's biggest defense partnerships in decades. China's condemned the agreements as extremely irresponsible. Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lixian said it seriously undermines regional peace and stability and intensifies the arms race. China's embassy in Washington accused the countries of Cold War mentality and ideological prejudice. So, hey, Tobe, welcome, welcome. X1 and it's the three eyes. Yeah. Foreign Ministry spokesman. Oh, we did that. The pact created a row with France, which has now lost a deal with Australia to build 12 submarines. It's really a stab in the back, France's Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian told France Info Radio. The partnership was announced in a joint virtual press conference between U.S. President Joe Biden, Boris Johnson, and his Australian counterpart, Scott Morrison. Sorry. Morrissey is an artist who likes to be sad, on Wednesday. And while China was not mentioned directly, the three leaders referred repeatedly to a regional security concerns, which they had grown significantly. So let me see if they mention it in here. They don't, I don't think. Sorry, I wanted to check because basically the submarines are much faster and harder to detect. They can stay submerged for months, shoot miles longer distances. And shoot missiles farther, go faster, stronger, better. The whole shebang. This is only the second time that the United States is sharing this information, this kind of secret tech, with anybody. And it's the reason China said it was Cold War era thinking is because it's just exactly that. When the Cold War broke out in the early 50s, the United States was like, oh no, Russia's going to get us. And we went to the UK and said, hey, we'll tell you some secrets if you promise to build up your arsenal or whatever. So now China's rising in power and it's like, oh no. And suddenly the next island state close to them has nuclear is going to get nuclear reserves. Another thing that's interesting is Australia has large, if I remember right, I believe they have large uranium deposits. Australia. I'm going to double check because no uranium mining in Australia. Let's see. 2,000 tons of ore were recovered for use starting in 1911. Let's see how much they have. Ah, Publius is chiming in. Yeah, as a major producer of uranium. Hi, GTC 1977. Welcome, welcome. Yeah, let's see. According to worldnuclear.org, Australia's uranium has been mined since 1954, and three mines are currently operating, with more planned. Australia's known uranium resources are the world's largest, almost one-third of the world's total. In 2019, Australia produced 7,798 tons of U3O8, which is 6612 Tu. It is the world's third-ranking producer behind Kazakhstan and Canada. All production is exported. Uranium comprises about one-quarter of energy exports. Australia has no uses no nuclear power, but with high reliance on coal, any likely carbon constraints on electricity generation will make it a strong possibility. So, very interesting, and I thought that was worth knowing, because...
Get the news over with.
Man.
I want to hear the music.
Because I think that this is an interesting alliance, or growth of an alliance. I saw an interesting... it might have been a TikTok, but there was a video I saw, and the indigenous people of Australia had a had known, like, badlands or sick lands. They had a name for it, but basically it ended up being where large... what's it called? There's spots where there's large deposits, and the people, if you tried to camp there or live there, you would get sick, and so people just didn't settle there. It's pretty neat. Let's see. Publius says he used to be was a member of an environmental NGO trying to promote nuclear power in Australia, but it recently broke up. So that's cool. That's fun times. All right. We got to focus. Nuclear power is so cool. That it just catches me. And just so you're not worried too much, this is only nuclear powering the submarine. So that's powering, providing all the electricity and energy for the ship. This isn't launching nuclear missiles. That information is still locked away somewhere. But, I mean, we'll see what happens. So that's what's going on. So no nuclear hugs. No power, no subs, no bombs. Yeah. I agree. Nuclear power is cool, but it's just so... You gotta be careful. If you elect someone who's a madman, or just a warmonger, you can have a bad time. Alrighty. Well, we're gonna focus, because, oh my gosh.
Get the news
we gotta
over
play
with.
A song today.
The
we
music.
Didn't play a song yesterday. I hear that, Raleigh. I hear you. Well, there's other cool stuff going on. As a follow-up, we talked about SpaceX launching that civilian crew into Earth orbit. They did it. All four of them. They're in space. They're hanging out, floating around. The ship blasted off from Florida on Wednesday, just today, carrying billionaire e-commerce executive and three less wealthy private citizens. Well, good job, France 24. The quartet of amateur astronauts, led by the American founder and chief executive of Shift 4 Payments, lifted off just before sunset. SpaceX webcast of the launch showed Isaacman 38 and his crewmates strapped into pressurized cabin of their gleaming white SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule. Thumbs up were on display as the capsule streaked into the Florida sky. So, anyway, I wonder if there's going to be a pool to see when the first SpaceX accident happens, because golly gee, I mean, if you turn it into a commodity, it's going to be only a matter of time, like a plane crash, but worse. All right, so we talked about Australia, we talked about nuclear power, we talked about airplanes. Now it's time to talk about trains. What? That's right, you can't escape it.
World news.
North Korea says it successfully fired ballistic missiles from a railway capable of a harsh blow to enemies. Trains! The ballistic missiles fired... Come on. I can't tell you enough how much I hate the independent.co.uk website. They have good reporting, but jeepers creepers. Their website was designed by somebody who... I don't know. Anyway, Angry Marcus, deactivate! World news, engage!
World news.
The ballistic missiles fired by North Korea towards Japan and South Korea on Wednesday were railway-borne and would serve as a potential counterstrike against any forces that threaten the country, state media reports said. Another news... Anyway, I was going to make a rail joke, which is adult in nature and not suitable for news. Fired on Wednesday morning, the missiles flew 800 kilometers and struck a target in the sea off North Korea's east coast. The test was carried out by railway-borne missile regiment organized earlier this year. Images released by North Korean state media showed olive-green missile rising from a thick cloud of smoke and flame as it left the roof of a cargo train parked on tracks in North Korea's mountainous area. The missile was fired from the central inland area of Yangdok, South Korea, said shortly after it spotted the launch. So, this is pretty interesting, but yeah, so now they can shoot a missile out of a train, which is kind of neat. Well, you know, because we're talking about it, it's hard to go anywhere without gas. And that's what happened in Lebanon. They ran out of gas. So Hezbollah brokered Iranian fuel, has arrived in Lebanon. The arrival of Iranian fuel arranged by Hezbollah has been received with mixed feelings in Lebanon amid an ongoing energy crisis. The first of several truck convoys carrying Iranian fuel has arrived in Lebanon from Syria, a Hezbollah spokesman told Al Jazeera, a shipment intended to help ease crippling fuel shortages and dire economic crisis. The first shipments of the fuel, carried by two convoys totaling 40 trucks, according to Hezbollah's Al Manar television channel, arrived in Lebanon on Thursday. The fuel delivery has been portrayed by Iran-linked Lebanese group as a huge boost to the cash-strapped country. However, the shipments violate U.S. sanctions imposed on Iranian oil sales and have gotten a mixed response in Lebanon. The first of four Iranian fuel tankers docked in Syria's Banias port earlier this week. So, let's see, what do we got going on? Publist, you're 100% right. Everyone says they want to use less fossil fuels until they run out of fossil fuels, and then suddenly they're not. Hey, Zeptar, good call out. Under Siege 2 took place on a train. It's something else I was listening, like I said, I listened to the NPR. They were talking to people in Norway. And in Norway, they've been going carbon neutral all over the place, but their primary export is oil. So they're powered by oil, they're paid by oil, but then all of the internal stuff is all battery powered and zero emissions and everything. So it's kind of it's one of those things where it's like, it's good to be a drug dealer if you're not hooked on the drug yourself, which kind of is like why the Sacklers got billions of dollars and why, you know, if you're an oil producing country that doesn't use oil yourself, hey. Anyway, I'm sorry. I went off the rails. It's because I'm just hyped up. I'm probably going to become crazy Marcus for a little while, but you know what? That's okay. That's just kind of what happens. Let's see. What about cycle? Oh. I don't know if you guys will hate this or love this. I'm going to start playing this, and if it's terrible, we're going to play a different song that's totally different. So,
get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Thank you. since I could. That's hilarious, Publius. Hold my head up high, and it's been a while since I've been a while. I used to think this song was so deep. It's been a while since I can stand on my own two feet again. And it's been a while since I could call you. And everything I can remember, it's fucked up. Consequences that are rendered. I stretched myself beyond my means. It's been a while since I can say that I wasn't addicted, and it's been a while since I can say I love myself.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Oh yeah, you get two of those. Two of those. Alright, well, welcome back. It is about 4 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, which means we're going to talk fast, and we're going to be excited, and it's going to be just a blast of words, and it may not make any sense. But you know what? That's fine, because that's going to prepare you for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, who is having a blast. We went out and looked for dudes yesterday. We found dudes. It was super cool. You want to stick around for that. And just press equal sign in com, and you can see the whole schedule. And you can see that after Dubious Goals Committee is Santani Sounds, and then we got Handy C with Language Soup, Language Soup with DJ Super Salad, and Pumpkin Pie with Mr. Brook. So lots of stuff. And then don't forget the Fresh Maker Show. I'm not sure if that's the right name anymore, but Handy C's not actually on yet. All right, so that's just a placeholder. Anyway, check out the schedule. Oh no, we've run out of time. We gotta hurry.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
All right, here we go. Here's some headlines to get you through your day. Earthquake leaves 3 dead and 60 injured in China's Sichuan province. An earthquake in China's southwestern province of Sichuan left at least 3 people dead and 60 injured, according to state-run media. It was a 6.0 magnitude earthquake, and the USGS puts it at 5.4. So, depending on who you ask, that's going to be what's going on there. A makeshift migrant camp has sprung up on Spain's abandoned Formula One circuit. They're not going there fast anyway. Migrants, refugees, and the homeless live without electricity or water, and were not long ago million-dollar cars used to race. Less than a decade ago, it was a massive playground for the wealthiest echelons of Valencia society in the heart of the city. place for the elite to clink champagne glasses. Now, though, it's a makeshift ramshackle home for migrants, refugees, and the destitute. Really sad there. I mentioned this. U.S. President Joe Biden appeared to forget Australia's Prime Minister's name during a video conference and called him that fellow down under. Typical America style right there. France suspends 3,000 unvaccinated healthcare workers. Vladimir Putin says dozens in the Kremlin inner circle have COVID. Hypnotoad, all hail Hypnotoad 888. Brr, wow, wow, wow. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. Oh no, we're going to run out of time. Thank you for listening. This has been the show called News to Me. You're going to listen to Tope here in just a second. Okay, bye.
That means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Oh man, we got a second. Denmark set to ban life-term prisoners from new romantic links. If you're in jail for life, you don't get to have a wife. Oh no!